This is Passport to Texas Ask a Game Warden. Graham Jones, Chief of Special Operations for Texas Game Wardens, will be the first to tell you that these law enforcement professionals love their jobs.
It's an incredible opportunity. Our office is outside. We get some very cool equipment, four-wheel drive vehicles and vessels and ATVs and those sorts of things.
It may sound like an enjoyable way to spend time outdoors, but there's more to it, much more. And radio listener Mason Utz contacted us to ask about the dangers game wardens face on a daily basis.
There are dangers. We've lost 19 game wardens in the line of duty since 1895. Six of those game wardens were actually murdered, and six of those game wardens drowned. So we never really know what type of situation we're going to come up on. We're often working at night, alone, in very remote areas. Many times our game wardens are doing search and rescue and emergency response during some of the worst conditions imaginable. So those are really some of the dangers that our game wardens have to deal with on a daily basis.
Graham Jones says for game wardens who've been through traumatic experiences, they have access to members of the critical incident team, all of whom are trained in counseling. Send your question to Ask a Game Warden from the Contact Us page at PassportToTexas.org. We may answer it on the radio. That's our show, funding provided in part by Ram Trucks. Guts, glory, Ram. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.